Today, it's our guest, Marianne Koronick, Chief Executive Officer for Wintrust Private Trust Company. Our conversation with Marianne is sponsored by the American Lung Association. This must mean a lot to you. This is quite an honor.
It sure is. Hi, Lisa. And I'm just incredibly humbled and deeply honored to receive the Breath of Motherhood Award from the American Lung Association. You know, as a mom, this recognition is so meaningful because it celebrates the work that the Lung Association does, but also the nurturing spirit that we as moms do every day that drives us to protect and care for the ones that we love. So humbled by this and so excited as well, too.
And as CEO of Wintrust Private Trust Company, I mean, that's a massive job. It takes a lot of your energy. So that means you are juggling not only your career, but what you do within the community and your family. What kind of advice do you have for other moms who feel like they're in the same situation?
Well, how much time do we have, Lisa?
We take a couple hours, right?
Yeah, I mean, I can give a lot of advice on what not to do as well, too, since my kids are both adults now, 27 and 31. But let me, you know, I know you have a lot of mom listeners of every age, but, you know, I really want to focus on young moms and the advice that I could give young moms who are navigating motherhood in the 21st century. First of all, my heart goes out to all of you. This world just moves so fast. And there's constant pressure on young moms to do it all, be it all, and to look effortlessly like you're not actually having to do that much to get
right.
The job done, right? So my first advice is be present. I wish I would have followed this advice as a young mom myself more often when my kids were little. And what does that mean? You know, slow down. Give yourself grace. Give yourself credit. You are raising a generation in a world that's more connected than ever before, more demanding than ever before, and sometimes more overwhelming than ever before. So it's really your love, your example, and your resilience. Resilience is a big part of this. That's often the glue that keeps that family together. So trust me, these are the things that your young children will remember well into adulthood later on. Secondly, I'd say ask for help. Don't be afraid to call on family members, friends, daycare centers, teachers, all that community that surrounds itself around your children. Don't be afraid and don't be embarrassed to ever ask for help. Don't let comparison steal your peace. Social media shows highlight reels, not the sleepless nights, not the self-doubt, and certainly not the quiet victories that matter the most. So, and then finally, I'd say celebrate. Celebrate the small victories and even the chaos that is, you know, sometimes a daily occurrence in a lot of young families' lives, right? Your kids will remember how you react the most. And, I, you know, those are the three things that I would say to most young moms these days.
I think those are beautiful things to share. They really are. And why is the American Lung Association meaningful to you? You've done a lot to raise awareness and you know the importance of lung health, but do you have a special connection?
I certainly do. Not an easy topic for me to talk about, but I'm honored to represent the many people who have been touched by diseases that affect the lungs. And, you know, it is something that touches me deeply. I lost my father personally to cancer in 2005, and we all know that his long life of smoking contributed to his cancer. And then in 2009, my ex-husband and the father of my two children died suddenly of ischemic heart failure, which we know to this day that his smoking was the leading cause of his untimely passing. So this does touch me very deeply. You know, the work of the American Lung Association means so much to me because their work, their education, their advocacy truly changes lives. And it teaches us not to give one breath for granted.
Thank you so much for joining us. And congratulations, Marianne, on being honored with the 2025 Breath of Motherhood Award.
Thank you, Lisa.